national terror alert level. Killed in a convoy, three U.S. soldiers have died after a roadside bomb rips through their convoy near the city of Kirkuk. Also in Iraq, a car bomb explodes in front of a police station in Mosul. Nine people killed, at least 45 others injured.
The driver of the car drove through some barricades and got very close to that police station before blowing himself and the car up. It was a real scene of carnage there. Eyewitnesses reporting some body parts several hundred yards away from the initial explosion.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Baghdad. Cameras in the courtroom. News organizations want to be inside Michael Jackson's next hearing in February. Cameras were not allowed in his last appearance. Fox News, we report. You decide.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Have you heard yet?
What?
Oh my gosh, let me tell you. You know that awesome children's consignment store in Southington?
Yeah, Twice as Nice. My mom loves that store.
Well, they're not in Southington anymore. They moved to the center of Plantsville.
Can my parents still save tons of money on my clothes and stuff?
Oh yeah, and they have the cutest things too.
Cool. So, what are we doing this weekend?
Taking Mom and Dad to Twice as Nice.
We have the quality brands you'll like at the prices you'll love. Sizes from newborn to junior, for back-to-school apparel, daycare, and play clothes. We even have mother-to-be clothes. Twice as Nice, 772 South Main Street in Plantsville. Call 620-0800 for hours and more information.
Please join us for our grand opening Saturday, February 7th and Sunday, February 8th.
Market Traders Institute of North America is a worldwide academy focusing on teaching investors how to trade today's currency markets. MTI of North America offers courses tailored to your investment skill level. MTI of North America. Education first.
Do you wake up every morning stiff and sore? Do your back, shoulders, or legs ache with pain? Are you stressed out, tense, and irritable?
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
It might be that old-fashioned flat mattress you sleep on, but wait. Don't spend hundreds of dollars on another one.
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
You've seen on TV how the Craftmatic adjustable bed can be raised or lowered to give your back, shoulders, and legs the exact support they really need. You've seen how it heats and massages with the push of a button.
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
Did you know we give away a free bed every month? Would you like to get in on the next six giveaways? Just call 1-866-WINBEDS for contest rules and a free catalog. See for yourself how the amazing Craftmatic adjustable bed has helped over a million people.
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
There's no obligation and nothing to buy. For six chances to win a free bed from Craftmatic, call now. 1-866-946-2337.
1-866-WIN-BEDS.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exact information, exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, WXCT, Southington.
From Montreal, Canada.
From Montreal,
the Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah. Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
But that's how it goes. And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Alice Obel in studio. Stephen, you're back from Arizona.
Yes, a great trip. A little on the cool side out there last week. Everyone was complaining about how it was only around 64 degrees. I said, well, that's plus 64 instead of minus 64, right?
Here we were freezing. That sounds like absolute balmy weather to us.
Well, last week, I can't get over the amount of people around here who constantly complain about the cold. Somebody goes, oh, well, really cold outside. And I said,
winter happens every year. Here in the Northeast.
Well, last I looked, it was still January, right? If this happened in July, then I would act surprised. But
well, it depends where you'd be in July, of course.
We're not signing up for the trip to Alaska in the middle of July. No.
Yeah. You go to the one place colder than this place. Yeah,
well,
at least it
lets me know I will not have you guys along with me, right?
Yeah. Well, there's that benefit, right?
There is that benefit. Yeah, we'll get rid of her for at least a week at a time.
And the flight home was on time. Talking about media hype as well. We lost a lot of sleep the night before thinking, oh, a huge ice storm in the Northeast. Yeah. Flights will be delayed. Yeah. And, of course, we call Air Canada up and... the flight's early, so we arrive on time.
Good old Air Canada.
And, of course, they still serve a hot meal complimentary on the long-haul flight. It was a barbecue beef going down.
Barbecue beef.
Chicken breast on the way home. Choice of two hot entrees.
That's one of my favorite words.
Chicken.
That's what he is. Complimentary choice of two hot entrees in the economy class cabin. And, of course, they also have the new revamped seating design with the adjustable headrest, and that made for a pleasant journey. You also get the complimentary movie, and you can keep the headsets now. It's a cost-cutting measure. They don't collect them at the end and have to sterilize. The people like to keep their own and bring it on the next flight. And, of course, since these are all standard-issue armrests and standard-issue audio-video systems, hey, keep them when you're flying Air Canada, and you can use them when you're flying on another airline and just plug them in and save the $5 gouging tax.
The gouging tax,
Everyone has their hand out in the airline business.
It never ceases to amaze me how people put up with the misleading pricing structure of airlines, because it's like saying, car dealers, same thing. Walk in and you get to buy this terrific item for only $3.99. By the time you figured out that, that's each way based on double, based on...
You can't buy that price at a one-way basis, and it's this tax, plus that tax. It starts off $2.98, it becomes like $4.50 by the time you add all the taxes. It's like going into Walmart, and they say, well, that $3.99 TV is now $4.99 because here's your percentage of our property tax, and your percentage of our insurance, and your percentage of our utility bill.
Right.
This is the cost of doing business, so
plus salaries, overhead.
Have a low-ball price, and then charge every... other element that is a normal cost of doing business, but it's your share. No, just
it's called going into business with the government, actually.
Well, yeah, something like that. But, you know, to actually the credit of Jetsco and WestJet, they're actually pursuing a pricing strategy which is all-inclusive. So the price you see on the website
is what
will
you're
be the price
paying.
You pay, and that's it, that's all.
Which is great, because it's nice to go and get information, and you see, say it's $500. That's what you're paying.
Yeah, two of our little sweetheart airlines, of course. We love Air Canada and soon British Midland.
Yes, British Midland is starting service out of Toronto to Manchester, England. They already fly out of Washington Dulles and out of Chicago. Code-sharing with Air Canada and United as all are members of the Star Alliance.
Yes.
So you can fly, for example, from Hartford via Washington or Chicago or Toronto, hook up to British Midland and get over to the uncongested gateway to Great Britain, Manchester, and onwards to other points in Europe served by British Midland. They're an all-new Airbus fleet, and people who flow on them really enjoy their service. They have some good visit Europe fares for passengers who are traveling transatlantic with Star Alliance.
And a little connection to that, of course, is a longtime friend of our show since the beginning, the terrific Nancy Vaughn.
Oh, yes. Nancy Vaughn was the public relations director for U.S. Airways in the late 80s. And she was basically set the standard for airline PR. Some of the people, of the dunderheads that are around in airline corporate communications
today. They should take a lesson or two from the way Nancy ran things, because it was always good. It worked perfectly.
And talking about dunderheads, here's a great example. We talked about Air Canada being on time. Here, this goes down to the Airline Hall of Shame. Northwest Flight 1793 this past week, 19 hours late. Delayed due to non-scheduled maintenance. Now, this is a very open-ended statement.
Non-scheduled mean as in the plane broke.
Yeah, non-scheduled. Yeah. Like it just broke down, you know. The 40-year-old DC-9, it just sits there limping away. And you're 19 hours late.
What broke on it?
That you could get a straight answer from corporate communications talking about professional PR versus unprofessional
PR? True,
yes.
True.
That's how we, the segue from Nancy Vaughn to dunderheads. Great place. Valentine's Day, one of my least favorite holidays, coming up.
Except for the chocolate.
Oh, yes, the chocolate. You can't beat the chocolate. Yes.
Steven's a chocoholic.
Oh, yeah.
And one of our other friends of the show, Veronica Redgrave, tells us about the award-winning St. Paul Hotel. It's in picturesque old Montreal, so a very romantic location to get away to. They have what they call the Petals and Bubbles celebration, and they give you a...
you buy a bubble bath over at the sandwich shop on in your old office building?
No. Enjoy champagne in the tiny hidden lounge beside a 12-foot fireplace. They give you petals to put in your bathtub, special all-you-can-eat breakfast, and, of course, a late checkout at 3 p.m. so that you don't have to wake up at the crack of dawn and be booted out onto the street. You can enjoy the amenities of your luxurious room.
Like rose petals, as in flowers.
Yes, flowers.
As in deflower.
Pretty flowers.
Pretty flowers. Pretty flowers. Things. Yes, pretty things. And
because we like pretty things.
Oh, yes, actually, the person who made that comment in my high school yearbook, I finally located him. I don't think he is too happy that I put that statement attributed to him.
What did he say?
Oh, he just said, yes, I remember you. Yeah. You remember me? Yes, I remember you. Yeah, it's $245 Canadian, double occupancy. So, or I guess you can even have three or four people in the room if you want to, because it's as many people as will fit in the room. $245, that's the room rate. And you can get more information.
But don't tempt them. Yeah.
HotelSt.Paul.com, HotelStPaul.com in Old Montreal, $245 Canadian for a romantic getaway Valentine's Day weekend.
And it's such a nice area.
Go to Moishe's when you're there.
Oh, yes. Enjoy a romantic meal, a great steak, Moishe's Steakhouse. Mm.
And those potatoes are just the
Monte
best.
Monte Carlo potatoes, yeah.
And, lots of great food in Montreal. So great food, great room, Hotel St. Paul, Moishe's Steakhouse. Put the two together and you're going to have a great time.
And the hotel's located in Old Montreal, which is just such a wonderful part of the city.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the big tourist area, of course. I mean, we know it's a nice place to visit, but it's a relatively small part of the actual city itself.
Of course.
In Montreal, there is so much in the city that you can appreciate in the different parts of the city. Stephen, of course, remembers what used to be what we called Motels Row up on St. Jacques Street, which is near NDG.
Yes, I was talking to a detective with the Montreal Police Department this week, and she was quite amazed that I knew what the history was of what was this motel and that motel, and they tore down this motel to build this big box retail outlet on that location. How do you know all that? I used to patrol that area, and I don't remember it. Well, hey, I kept my eyes and ears open, so I knew all those places, well, just simply because as a accredited journalist and involved in the travel business, it was my duty to inform. It's the power of truth and broadcasting.
It's the same way that you knew exactly how to direct somebody to an obscure town like Tétroville in the city.
Yes, a district of Montreal, yes.
Well, listen, we were driving through Lachine, another well-known part of the city, but Stephen starts telling me all kinds of very accurate details about how the streets were formed. And I said, how do you know this, Steve? There's no massage parlor around here.
I'm a multifaceted gentleman. I have more than one side to my nature.
Well, we're going to take a break on the Travel World Radio Show with more updates and press releases after this break. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane. Hello?
Hey, it's me. Have you heard yet?
What?
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you. You know that awesome children's consignment store in Southington?
Yeah, Twice as Nice. My mom loves that store.
Well, they're not in Southington anymore. They moved to the center of Plantsville.
Can my parents still save tons of money on my clothes and stuff?
Oh yeah, and they have the cutest things too.
Cool. So, what are we doing this weekend?
Taking Mom and Dad to Twice as Nice.
We have the quality brands you'll like at the prices you'll love. Sizes from newborn to junior, for back-to-school apparel, daycare, and play clothes. We even have mother-to-be clothes. Twice as Nice, 772 South Main Street in Plantsville. Call 620-0800 for hours and more information.
Please join us for our grand opening Saturday, February.
Ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Mutual better run. Giving peace of mind will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal.
Many of us grew up with the warning, don't take candy from strangers. But times and methods of abduction have changed. Teach your children the dangers of strangers and help prevent child abduction. For information on how you can help, call the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-THE-LOST. This message from Country Gal Beauty Salon in Haddam, they're urging you to join them in the effort.
North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Across the nation.
Selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people. Really working for you.
Every cell of the body has a receptor site for our master hormone called growth hormone. The role of growth hormone is to instruct the cells to repair. This hormone is in the highest concentrations in the body between the ages of infancy and your early 20s. Hence, this is the major reason why the body repairs so well when young. This is why the incidence of disease is so much lower when young. This is why you're skinnier when young. Looking and feeling young is a direct result of your chemistry. Science brings us closer to the threshold of eternal youth every day. Cocoon GH is a sublingual form of growth hormone. When used twice a day, people report deep sleep, improved mood, memory and energy, losses of body fat, improved strength and sex drive, reduction of joint pains, improved blood sugar, and more. Improve your chemistry and improve your life. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call
800-814-5199. 800-814-5199. 800-814-5199.
Exact News.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it on Exact Radio.
Welcome back to the Travel World. radio show with Willem Back, Stephen Pickford, and Alice Sobel in studio. Big hello go out to all of our friends in Plantsville, of course, three blocks from Southington, including Charlie sitting behind the console. Of course, we know we have a lot of fun. Every time we get down to Southington, we like to go to by the Southington Motor Court and eat at Renato's Pizza, right?
Yes, a lot of great things down in New England. One of those places being in the Burlington Colchester area, the remodeled, revamped, revised, revitalized Hampton Inn off Interstate 89, exit 16. We stayed there a few years ago, and it's back better and bigger and better than ever, as I say. It's a country and atmosphere reminiscent of a Vermont inn with hotel services. They just completed renovating all of their guest rooms. This wasn't just a soft makeover where they put a fresh coat of paint and something. They did new bathroom tiles, wallpaper, lamps, curtains, bedding, ergonomic work chairs, ottomans, so you have a comfortable chair, not just a hard, rock-hard chair in the corner. A nice comfy area to sit down at the end of the day and read your complimentary newspaper.
Don't you remember the days when ottomans ruled the world?
Yes. Well, they still do. They still do in Sacramento, I think. Yes.
Oh.
Artwork. Yeah. And it is a Super Bowl Sunday this week, so I know somebody will be using his ottoman artwork. No, and
he
now
has one.
no art for this guy.
They're now working on the lobby, redoing the lobby. They have a beautiful fireplace in the lobby that you can sit by on these cold winter days and enjoy their all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet,
right,
which has the cereals, pastries, a variety of breads.
Oh, we always enjoy that. I mean, it's delicious stuff.
Fresh fruit, pancakes, French toast, waffles, yogurt, and coming in the spring to Hampton Inn.
Yogurt?
Yes.
Do they have cantaloupe?
What?
Do they have cantaloupe?
No, that would fresh fruit. That would be Vireal, yes.
Fresh fruit is there on the buffet as well for those people looking to be healthy, unlike us. And coming in the spring, egg and sausage biscuits will be added to the menu.
We got to tell the story, though, but that. Of course, us, the two athletes, Stephen and I, when we took a trip to Halifax one year, we were staying, it was March, I think, 1990 or something like that, Steve?
Early 90s, yes.
Anyway, here we were in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and we were walking through town, and we happened by this one particular variety store. We take a look, and there's a whole candy section. You know how they have that all laid out with every bit of kind of sweet stuff and candy that kids usually buy, and, you know, at the kid price is like a nickel for this and a penny for that. Of course, we're looking at ourselves going, $20 bill.
Eat it all up, but of course.
So we walked out with bags of licorice and candy. And just as we're marching down the street, we see the big banner across the street. March is Nutrition Month. And Stephen, grasping a handful of licorice shoelaces and ribbons, looking at me going, next March.
Well, every dentist's dream.
Oh, yes. But there's the large supply of healthy food on the Hampton Inn breakfast buffet, so you could have that, as I mentioned, the fresh fruit and the yogurt. And, of course, before going to bed, cookies and milk are served to make your evening all better. But, of course, if you are an athlete, they have the indoor heated pool, whirlpool, and exercise facility right on site. And for people planning a meeting or a function, they're large enough to meet your needs but small enough to remember. I know how many times you go to a convention hotel and your group is maybe 50, 60 people, and you're overshadowed by the multitudes and hordes that are in the 2,000 capacity ballroom. No.
Well, yeah.
They have 8,000 square feet of meeting space for conferences and weddings. Capacity, 300 people maximum. The Champlain Ballroom, you step outside to a garden, patio, and gazebo. You have the view of the Green Mountains. All the meeting rooms have windows, so you're not in some interior closet-like mausoleum room. You can see the beauty of Vermont that you have come to the state for. They do their own catering in-house. It's not subcontracted, so you can sit down with the executive chef and create menus and themes for your function. And last year, they did 33 weddings. They look to do more business already on the books for this year. And we're talking earlier about airlines always having their hands out and gouging people and pay this, pay that. Local phone calls are free. Parking is free. They have an airport shuttle bus, 3.5 miles to the airport, 3 miles or so to downtown Burlington on the shuttle bus.
You mean at the Hampton Inn Colchester, right? The Burlington Hampton Inn.
Yeah.
You can actually make local phone calls for free. I mean, usually hotel phones are...
That is unheard of these days.
Yeah, your local phone calls are free, your parking is free, your airport shuttle bus. They'll even take you down on the shuttle bus to downtown Burlington. You've got a great location there. there, right off Interstate 89, exit 16. You can't miss it, and very easy to get to throughout the Northeast for your Burlington getaway. And if you're staying a longer period for like 5+ nights, they have special rooms. They call them the extended stay guest rooms, which, in addition to the king size bed, come with a full kitchen with a fridge, a freezer, a 2-top burner stove, microwave, dishwasher, cutlery. Now, a lot of hotels may just give you the microwave or that, but you've got the full extended stay suite there. And if you call them directly at 802-655-6177, they can negotiate a special long-term stay rate if you ask to speak to Elaney in sales department.
It is very nice to have a hotel that is that flexible and that interesting. And it makes a very viable stop-off point, because then you can drive out to Burlington overnight at this hotel and even park your car there while you travel elsewhere from the Burlington International Airport.
Oh, yeah, just 3.5 miles from the airport. Some great discounted flights. JetBlue flies out of Burlington.
Yep.
You're at a great location to take in the, you know, the
Southwest,
shopping.
Southwest, do they go to Burlington?
No, Southwest is Albany.
Albany.
Albany is where the closest that
but
Southwest.
But they're thinking of coming to Plattsburgh.
Oh, yes. And Southwest already serves Hartford. They serve Manchester. So some great fares on Southwest as well. They're looking as well as part of the renovations of the Hampton Inn. Over the coming months, they're going to be installing wireless internet access.
Oh, really?
Hotspots. Now that's good.
That's growing year by year. We know that more, what they call them hotspots, they have a lot of wireless internets in different places. So if you have a laptop, or if you have even a wireless handheld device, which is meant to hook up to wireless internet, you can actually find these hotspots and use them without connecting any cables whatsoever. That's what's so neat about the new technologies.
And these are people who stand by their product, because Hampton Inn's chain-wide have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. The customer is happy or you don't pay. It's not like, oh, give us a chance to fix it and here's an excuse here. No, you're not happy, you don't pay. You have that standard chain-wide that you know that Hampton Inn stand behind. Hampton Inn's is a part of the Hilton family of hotels, and so you receive what they call double dip miles. You can get either hotel points in the Hilton Honors program. You also get airline mileage as well. So you can also take 50% bonus miles in the Hilton Zone program if you don't take the airline miles. So you're not having to choose one frequent flyer program or one frequent stay program over another. Hey, with Hilton Honors program, you get both at Hampton Inn.
It's part of the same management group, of course, as one of our favorite hotels, the Comfort Inn St. Johnsbury, isn't
it? Yes, Lindquist Hotel Management. Great variety of properties in the Northeast with a commitment to service, a commitment to satisfied customers that goes exactly all through the properties, all the different brands, be they Hampton Inn, Comfort Inn, Four Point Sheraton, that they manage.
Now, isn't that a common thread, though, that we have found in New England, that typically hotels of even the same chains that you'll find nationally, if you find one in New England, it tends to be better.
Yes.
It tends to be nicer, friendlier than any other place.
They keep the properties up, the upkeep, the hospitality, the cleanliness.
Even the hominess, if you will. Like, I mean, you feel so comfortable when you walk in.
I even remember going to the Hilton Garden Inn when we were out down in Hartford.
Right, in Windsor, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, of course, there's also places nearby, but whenever we go to Burlington, of course, we want to stay at this particular Hampton Inn Colchester. We stayed there one time on our way down to the North Boston area.
So it's Hampton Inn, Burlington, Colchester, Interstate 89, exit 16. They have their own website apart from the Hampton Inn site. So it's www.hamptoninburlington.com. Call them directly at 802-655-6177 or 1-800-HAMPTON for chain-wide reservations. And if you call the property directly for your extended stay guest room, as I mentioned before, you can get a special rate on that. But of course, Burlington is a great place to get away to, just a short drive away from all of our stations in the Northeast for a weekend getaway. Take in the beauty of the Green Mountains, the shopping down Church Street Marketplace, the variety of restaurants. Burlington is a very multicultural, multifaceted city. Over the last 20 years, it's really developed itself into a sort of a miniature cosmopolitan area.
It is kind of nice. I mean, it's not only a college town with you know, the various education that you find there, but you also have the great shopping that you expect in a larger city, although it's not imposing. You have the factory outlets nearby in a city like Essex, and you also have that charm. You're right by Lake Champlain. I mean, you're right on the water. You have some amazing hotels there. So all in all, you just cannot go wrong when you go to Burlington. And this particular hotel, the Hampton Inn, in Colchester, which is just sort of the northern edge of Burlington's downtown, is actually one of the nicest places you can stay at. So that's why.
That's our recommendation, the Hampton Inn Burlington Colchester, country and atmosphere reminiscent of a Vermont inn with hotel services.
Stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. We're going to go take a break right here.
Across America via satellite.
Advice on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else.
Travel World Radio.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth.
Got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the...
Beauty salon in Haddon reminds us, many of us grew up with the warning, don't take candy from strangers. But times and methods of abduction have changed. Teach your children the dangers of strangers and help prevent child abduction. For information on how you can help, call the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-THE-LOST. This message from Country Gal Beauty Salon in Haddon, they're urging you to join them in the effort to help locate our missing children.
Why do women kinda, sorta, date guys who just aren't right? Maybe we're waiting for the right kind of guy to come along. Well, you would never kinda, sorta do anything. So call the 990 Black Love Line and sign up. It only takes a few minutes, and in no time, you'll be matched with some great guys. Ladies, it's summer, and there's no time to waste. So start dating the right guy.
...and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sport Sac, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay...
Exact Radio, 990 The X.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, 990 The X. Just
got home. Lock the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing.
Yes, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and back as Stephen Pickford, Alice Sobel in studio. And some of these interesting kinds of things that you can do for fun over in the countryside comes to mind. Some of my best memories of childhood come from my vacations to upstate New York, where I actually have a trailer. And we have a special guest online with us today who actually has a place where you can camp out with a dog.
Yes, Lily Goodrich is the co-founder of Glen Highland Farm. And each summertime, she operates a very unique getaway camp, Border Collie and Furry Friends at Glen Highland Farm in Morris, New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us this morning on Travel World. Now, tell us a little bit more about this unique way to really connect with a very special friend.
Well, a lot of people, you know, don't have a place they can take their dog when they go on vacation. Hotels don't often take dogs, plus it's more city life. And so they're looking for a place where they can really just be outside, be off-leash with the dog, let the dog run, because the beauty of having a dog is you can explore. But yet, in the suburbs and a lot of the places people live, you can't do much of that anymore. Everything's on leash, and everybody's afraid to let their dog off leash. So coming here, we have 175 acres. It's unbelievable with this incredible creek that runs through it. It's more like a river. It's one of the most popular creeks for fly fishing, actually. It runs through our whole property, so people can actually swim in the creek as well as the pond, and we have 120 acres of natural trails that there's no building, nothing. It's just all been opened up so people can go hiking with their dogs. And then we have all these activities because, you know, after a couple days of just hiking, people want to do a lot more than that. So we offer agility and frisbee and flyball and herding and tracking and all kinds of sports and activities that sometimes you just can't get in one place. So they can come and be very athletic and very involved or truly just enjoy the countryside. And because we're dog-friendly and dog-oriented, we run a sanctuary for rescue dogs. I mean, everything here caters to the dog, and people who love their dogs want that.
Oh, yeah, just like me. I have my own golden retriever now. You mentioned what are actually sports that you can do with your dog. There's something called flyball, which people talk about all the time, and particularly in agility training. Now, can you explain exactly what that is? Because I was never quite clear on that. I never took Robbie to flyball.
You need a team, three or four dogs, and they are like a relay team.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is they jump over about four different jumps and en route to a box where they hit the box, the ball jumps out, they catch it, they race back, and it's sort of like tag. The next dog is set off and races across and hits the ball and comes back. And really dog-oriented dogs love it because you can actually see the handler holding the dog back. The dog's just like, let me go, let me go, let me go.
Oh, yeah.
And then they shoot across all the jumps, hit the box, boom, the ball goes out, and they come back. And it's a blast to watch. And real competitive teams, of course, it's all a matter of time.
Yeah.
For play and for fun, it's more for ball-oriented dogs to have something different to do than just, you know, throw and fetch and throw and fetch.
Well, it sounds like something my dog would love. I have a golden retriever named Robbie who has tons of personality. And he would do that kind of thing. Although Robbie's favorite game among other dogs is taunt the leader. But
he's trained you well, Willem.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Although one of the interesting things is that we found, particularly there was a show up in Canada called Super Dogs, which had obedience-trained dogs, like CKC, AKC training. I found that the Border Collies were actually even better than the Golden Retrievers.
At the ball fetching and retrieving?
Not just that, but also the different utility exercise. You could tell the dog where to go, and they were very, very smart.
Yeah. Well, we have a rescue facility here where we specialize in Border Collies because they really have become one of the top 10 breeds that's euthanized today because they're just so complex. And when they get into shelters and when people can't handle them, it's a very, very tough dog for a lot of people to understand. So that's another aspect of what we do here at the farm.
Right.
And part of the camp proceeds actually benefit that rescue program. A lot of people feel great about that. The neat thing I wanted to tell you that's very unusual, you know, you can go to a dog park, and that's one outlet most people who have dogs utilize.
Right.
But you never know which dogs you're going to meet, and you never know how the people are going to react, and you never quite are secure enough to feel that everything's going to go the way you want it to go. And usually you're on maybe 2 acres, maybe 10 maximum.
Mm-hmm.
Here we'll have 25 people, probably about 40 dogs. And they all play off-leash. You can go anywhere on the property, and the dogs are free to run around, obviously, you know, if you've got your dog trained where they won't run away from you.
Yeah.
But it's a blast because you watch these dogs during the course of the week develop friendships, and they play in these little groups, and I've never seen anything like it myself except at camp.
It must be fun to watch them socialize like that.
It's really unique, and I would tell you that everybody who's come to our camp is stunned by what they see because it's very unusual that you get to see dogs relaxed over a course of days, really becoming who they are, and you just, where do you get to see that?
Well,
really, a dog park is about it, and that's kind of almost just a tiny fraction of what's possible when you watch a pack of dogs play.
Now, do you have other accessories and stuff for dogs? Because it tempts me, you know, a person like me with a dog that I have, although Robbie is a runner. I mean, mm-hmm. he's the kind of dog that doesn't mind, and he does it for sport. His favorite game is catch me if you can, and
right.
he'll go exploring. Although I suspect that if he's among other dogs, he'll just kind of hang out with the pack. But do you have accessories like where you can either track the dog, and you know, if the dog does run away, find easy way to find them?
Well, there is a whole area that's about 20 acres that's all fenced in, which is when I have people come to camp that have dogs that don't have perfect recall, which not every dog does.
Right.
They'll work in that area for a few days and let the dog get really bonded with some other dogs.
Yeah.
Which then really you see a lot of that running away end, because they're very social creatures. They just kind of adapt to whatever we can give them. And here, once they get used to the activities and what's happening, it's much more exciting sticking with the dog.
Would you say it's a good place to bring a dog that's rather antisocial to socialize him with other dogs?
Yes. Oh, we've had that many times, as a matter of fact. I had a woman from Michigan who came whose dog lived with cats. She had about 10 cats, and the dog, I think he thought he was a cat.
Aww.
And very, very sweet dog, but he didn't have a clue. I mean, he couldn't read another dog. It was like Greek.
What was he doing? I'm a cat owner myself, so this is intriguing.
Well, you can't blame the dog. He just needed some time.
What did he do?
Well, what he would do is he'd cling to the owner. So he'd actually kind of back up into her and then growl and try to snarl to try to show his, what dogs do is they show the biggest face possible to scare another dog.
Yeah.
But, of course, other dogs know when that's a fake or not.
Yeah.
And in this case, this little dog named Splash
yeah.
truly had no confidence. That's what it was really
Aww,
about.
Aw, poor yeah. puppy.
So what we did over time was we just kept introducing him to very easy dogs,
yeah.
and most of the dogs were busy anyway, but the ones that were very easy, he started to realize that he could be around them and no dog would put pressure on him. She actually came back a second summer because she thought the progress he'd made was so phenomenal, and he was, of course, completely different the second summer, and he was used to the concept that he could actually stand there and not try to retreat and use her as a security blanket.
Now, how... He had
more confidence.
How did the dog react when he got back home to his furry family of felines?
Well, I didn't ask her about the cat part, but she had started some agility, and she found that now she could take him to the event,
yeah.
and he wouldn't freak out the same way, because, again, that's an environment with a lot of dogs. It's conditioning. We have people who come with dogs that are under-socialized, and we have people come with puppies
right.
who socialize them just naturally.
Now, did you say that your entire area is fenced in then?
We've got about 30 acres that's fenced in, and then the rest, the 140-some remaining acres, that's all off-leash, unfenced.
Okay, but the fenced-in part, that's you can take a dog like Robbie, for instance, and then chances are you'll have a good chance of finding him if he bolts?
Yes. Yeah, oh, believe me, our fencing is dog-proof because we run a full year-round rescue facility.
Yeah, so. Robbie's just the thing he does, and he does it just to tease me. I know it because he has great pleasure in, oh, it's you, okay.
And it's a great chance as well to really learn to communicate with your animal. That's sort of part of the whole routine as well.
Yes.
I'm actually curious, where exactly are you located?
We're right near Oneonta, New York, which is an hour and a half southwest of Albany.
Okay.
And an hour north of Binghamton.
Southwest, so you're near the Catskills then?
A little bit west.
Okay.
We're not as far high up as the Adirondacks,
right.
and we're not down at Binghamton, but it's kind of right in the center there.
Okay.
Oneonta and Cooperstown, if you know the Baseball
yes,
Hall of Fame.
Yes, yes, Cooperstown, right near the base of Lake Otisaga.
Yeah, exactly. We're half an hour from there. And it's a lot of people, like you might have seen in what we sent out to the public, a lot of people are coming from places that didn't even know we were on the map. Of
right.
course, a little town called Morris is kind of like meaningless in rural America. It's another little dairy town. But what they're finding here is because of the space and because it's such a relaxed environment, they really, the people themselves, not just the dogs, but they really unwind.
Now, how
they
do you
go home.
How do you find out more information about your place? Do you have a website,
sure.
800 number?
Website's the easiest way. Everything under the sun is on there. It's www.glenn, G-L-E-N, Highland, H-I-G-H-L-A-N-D, farm.com. And I'm happy to answer any questions. And lots of times people will call me and ask me, do you think this would be right for my dog? And I'm happy to, help them understand what works here.
How long are typical stays at your place?
It's 6 days and 5 nights, and all the teaching's included. And
wow.
you can either... We have really neat camping on platforms and with cots, so it's real luxury. Even the campers or non-campers like it.
You know, if you have,
bed, We have bed and breakfast, and we have cabins, too.
So you have the whole range. You don't necessarily have to have your own camping equipment, but you could bring it if you wanted to.
Correct. Yep. And if you didn't want to do that, we've had people stay in nearby hotels, and this year we have some cabins to rent, and that's also a nice, you know, not everybody wants to camp, even though it's pretty luxurious.
We'd like to talk with you a bit more about this particular thing following our break. We have a break coming up in about 20 seconds, so
okay.
stay online with us, please. And
okay.
Stephen...
Yeah, I'll give out the website again. It's www.glenhighlandfarm.com. And when we return, more about great vacation with your dog and a little bit about Chinese New Year when we return.
On the Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Lynn and Steve.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Have you heard yet?
What?
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you. You know that awesome children's consignment store in Southington?
Yeah, twice as nice. My mom loves that store.
Well, they're not in Southington anymore. They moved to the center of Plantsville.
Can my parents still save tons of money on my clothes and stuff?
Oh yeah, and they have the cutest things too.
Cool. So, what are we doing this weekend?
Taking mom and dad to Twice as Nice.
We have the quality brands you'll like at the prices you'll love. Sizes from newborn to junior, for back to school apparel, daycare, and play clothes. We even have mother-to-be clothes. Twice as Nice, 772 South Main Street in Plantsville. Call 620-0800 for hours and more information.
Please join us for our grand opening Saturday, February 7th, and Sunday, February 8th.
Are you losing your hair? Then your clock is ticking. Now you can stop the clock, reverse your hair loss, and grow it back with new hair. New hair guarantees you'll regrow thicker, fuller, denser hair, or we will refund your money anytime within a one-year period. That's how sure we are new hair will work for you. New hair's powerful hair growth formula works for both men and women. And to make calling right now to order worth your time, we'll give you up to 2 months free, a $180 value. Stop the clock on your hair loss and regrow thicker, fuller, denser hair guaranteed for 1 year and receive up to 2 months free, a $180 value free with today's orders. Call now. 800-481-9905. 800-481-9905. That's 800-481-9905.
Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for benefits? I know I have. I went into business for myself and received a rude awakening. It's not an easy task to find affordable benefits. After endless searching and comparisons, I found the National Association for the Self-Employed. They actually specialize in benefits for the self-employed. Not only did I find that they have health benefits, I discovered that they offer endless discounts on business and personal benefits, too. They helped me organize my home office and provided answers to all the questions I had on how to get started with my new business. I can't keep this association all to myself. You need to call them. They want to see you succeed in all aspects of your business, professional and personal life. Speak to NACE at 800-468-9449. Just in case you didn't catch the number, here it comes again. 800-468-9449. The description and availability of this offering may vary by state. That number again is 800-468-9449. Call now. 800-468-9449.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Well, give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with a big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
Hi, everybody. This is Tom Morgan. I'm on WXCT AM 990, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. I hope you'll come and check out my show starting Monday, February 2nd. We're going to feature great fun, news, sports, traffic. We'll check in with the weather with Bill Jackman. We've got a lot of great entertainment coming up, and I hope you're going to tune in to WXCT. It's the Tom Morgan Show, coming Monday, February 2nd, from 7 to 9 a.m. It's Monday through Friday. If you didn't, you're going to hate me today. Tom Morgan on WXCT.
Hi, this is Charlie Profit, the general manager of WXCT AM 990. I need to let you know that we're taking a big chance by putting Tom Morgan back on the morning show here on AM 990. I need you to take a listen and tell us what you think. It's Tom Morgan in the mornings on WXCT AM 990 The X, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
I really can't believe we're doing this.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, 990 The X.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and Back as Stephen Pickford, Ella Sobel in studio talking with Glen Highland Farms, a great place in New York State just near Cooperstown where you can actually go take your dog on a vacation.
Yes, and we're talking to Lily Goodrich of Glen Highland Farm about the annual summer camp program where you can vacation with your dog. Now, of course, I'm reading here as well that somebody traveled from the West Coast, didn't want to travel cross country with their dog, but they were able to borrow a dog to participate in the program. Tell us a little bit more about borrowing the dog.
Well, we've had a couple people in that situation where, for whatever reason, bringing their dog just didn't work. It could be long distance, or it could be the dog wasn't ready, but they really wanted to learn a lot about dogs, and there's just not a lot of options to kind of immerse yourself in that world. And this wonderful woman from Penn Valley, California, said, "Do you think I could take a rescue dog?" And of course, I love that because it gives our rescue dogs a chance to really experience all these activities with someone focused on them. And of course, wouldn't you know, she fell in love and she said, "Can I please adopt the dog?" And I don't normally adopt to the West Coast,
right.
But of course, getting to know her for a week, I knew she was a good human being, and off this dog went. So it wasn't what she came to do. She already had five dogs at home, but.
That's such a nice story.
Yeah, but if we're pet people like we are, then we understand this sort of thing. Now, that is two interesting themes because sometimes you cannot travel with your pet and you want to participate in this kind of thing, so you'll be able to borrow a dog that's there, and some people actually fall in love with the dogs. Now, another interesting thing, you mentioned rescue dogs, and to me that conjures up St. Bernard's with little wine coolers up in the mountains. We're not dogs that rescue people, but a rescue dog is actually a dog in need of rescue.
Correct. These are dogs that are neglected or abandoned, discarded, for whatever reason. Most of the time, we screen out for aggression, so most of the time we're not getting any dogs here that's at any fault of their own. They literally were just a mismatch with someone.
Right.
I have a wonderful little dog. She's about 2.5. She's been in 7 homes, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with her. It's just that she's a border collie.
Good Lord, so, 7 homes.
Yeah.
Poor
you know, it was one of those things where an older person, and I mean older, not, you know, I mean, like, 70s,
mm-hmm.
got a puppy, which is a border collie, which looks very cute, and then becomes this sort of maniacally energetic dog, and kept passing the dogs in the family trying to find a solution. And of course, you know, that doesn't work.
Yeah, well, the trouble is with a dog like you got to know the breed that you're getting too. With a border collie, this is an active dog, and it's got to be in a home where somebody's planning to really be active with the dog, for instance, even in obedience training, because they're some of the most intelligent dogs I've ever seen.
Yeah, and they'll rearrange your entire furniture while you're out for the day if you don't know what you've got.
Do they wash floors, too?
Oh, boy, I think they could do almost anything.
Well, this is why border collies are not used as seeing-eye dogs, because the blind people don't like it when you rearrange the furniture on them.
One thing that I should add, that just so there's no confusion, for the camp, it's open to all breeds. I mean, we have Rottweilers and Poodles and Min Pins and Goldens and Labs, and everybody's welcome, and that's why it's called Furry Friends, because it's not just about Border Collies coming to camp, but it does help us with our effort to help, you know.
How about a couple of very friendly pit bulls from Southington?
Well, the only thing I ask, which is what I ask for any breed, is just that there's no dog aggression.
No. These are very friendly pit bulls. We're talking about our good friend Charlie Prophet from WXCT, who has these. They're cute and cuddly and everything like that, but I tell you, the first time the UPS driver stopped by WXCT,
he was glad his uniform was already brown.
Because his dog ran up to greet him, you see.
And well, it's pretty interesting. You know, the people I think that are drawn to camp here are already in love with their dog and believe their dog will benefit. And so it really doesn't matter what breed, as long as there's a real passion for their dog and the dog is social and oriented to fun. I mean, it's the kind of environment that works for any breed.
I wonder what would happen with my dog down there, because, you see, when he was growing up, of course, my parents had a full-grown Golden and another dog, sort of a Hinds, and they were bigger than my dog when he was a pup, but my dog soon learned that he was bigger because they would pick on Robbie. And then after a while, when Robbie got bigger, he said, hey, wait a minute, my paws are bigger than your paws. And he's a bit of a smarty pants, of course, takes after me. And now he's around the house, and he doesn't want to be the leader, but he doesn't like being bossed around either. So his favorite game is taunt the leader. He'll find the leader of the pack, and he'll antagonize them until they get really bent out of shape. And the moment the other dog is really upset, he'll just trot away. Ha ha, I've done my work.
He sounds like a very smart dog, actually.
I looked at him I looked at him and I said, Robbie, you're going to get yourself in big trouble doing that one day. And he looked at me and says, so what?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. When you spend 24/7 focused on dogs and really, really living it, the one thing I've learned to really believe and understand is true, the dogs figure these things out. They're much more direct than people. They're very clear and clean when they make corrections with each other. And by and large, dogs really get along. So you'd be surprised, even some of the instigators, you know, settle down in a day or two because it's like, okay, these are the rules. We just wanted somebody to tell us the rules.
How many dogs would you say end up playing together as a group?
We'll see anywhere from 20 to 30. You'll see little subgroups of that group. You'll see sometimes the heavy herding-oriented, the Aussies or the Shepherds or the Border Collies will kind of be a little subgroup. And then you'll see a lot of the younger dogs just racing and playing, and then you'll see another group with toys, and they kind of make up their own games. But there'll be about 20 or 30 out in an area, and it's pretty, it's a big education because you really don't normally see that. And again, as I keep saying, it's over the course of day after day. We had someone visit once midweek with their dog, and all the dogs that were here, they were so funny because they looked at them and was like, who are you?
Who's the newcomer?
Gave this entering dog such a hard time because they were a group now. They'd become a 40-pack group, and everything was figured out, so the newcomer had a bit of a hard time coming in.
Sounds like our first day at school, eh, Steve?
Yes, so everyone sort of sizes you up. And
who are you? Where did you come from? Why are you here?
But we knew that the dog finally fit in when he actually lent his notes for the exam to the other dog, right?
Yes, he hadn't thrown them all out in the garbage pail yet.
Yes. Well, what Robbie will do is around my parents' dog, Sam, Robbie can throw, and I've seen him do it. And he was bored one day, and you know when he's going to stir up trouble. He does it. He enjoys it. He'll just pick up the rope and he'll throw it at Sam, and he'll just sit there looking at him, and finally Sam will pick up the rope and they'll have a little tug of war. And that's Sam great. Will get all bent out of shape. Robbie will just go, ha ha, I had fun.
And the camp dates this year, June 20th, July 4th, and July 18th, begins on Sunday of the week and runs through Friday. You can get details at www.glenhighlandfarm.com. We've been speaking this morning with Lily Goodrich, co-founder of Glen Highland Farm, about summer vacation opportunities in upstate New York with your dog and getting away to beautiful countryside, enjoying the fresh air, the hospitality, and the companionship of a good friend.
Absolutely. Lily, thank you for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show this week.
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, we had a lot of fun learning about your property, and we'd like to hear more about it as time goes on.
It's really a great concept.
Well, hopefully you and Robbie or any of you with your dogs will visit. Just let me know, and you're welcome.
I'm going to see if Charlie might want to come on down. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
All the dogs, yes, all the dogs, all the people. See who gets along. Hey, have a reunion with their dogs.
Yeah, the dogs will all be sitting there watching all the adults fight, right?
Yeah. And say, what? And they call us animals, right? Yeah.
You can tell we've gone to the dogs as it is. Well, that's it.
You'd fit in just fine here.
That's it for the Travel World Radio Show this week. For all of us, have a terrific week. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Stay tuned. Happy traveling, everybody.
Exact weather, exact traffic, exact information, exactly when you need it, on Exact Radio, WXCT, Southington.
Fox News Radio, I'm Kieran Jettery. Two airlines cancel flights after terrorism concerns.